Good evening and welcome to Scratched Up Radio Theater on listener-supported KKRN Community Radio. This evening we present Sandy Mantle and the Case of the Logging Lease, Part 2, written by Aaron Steinmetz. Part 2 of Sandy Mantle and the Case of the Logging Lease opens back in Sandy's office, where Sandy has an idea.
Jenna, wake up, Jenna.
What? What time is it?
Morning. Come on. I have an idea how to find the wife. These Hampton people, they all got cell phones, right?
Yeah, lucky.
And these cell phones, people can track them, right? From space, right?
Yeah, it's GPS. All smartphones have them now.
I don't know what that is. Feel free to call all modern technology sorcery from here on out.
Okay, the wizards in the sky use their sorcery to talk to the cell phones and share their positions in the world with other wizards.
So how do we talk to the wizards?
By finding the smartphone of the spouse. So we steal Miles' cell phone and use it to track his wife's location. Why hasn't he done that himself?
Why indeed?
You don't trust him, do you?
Nope.
And you think you know what's going on?
I have a hunch.
We're gonna steal his phone?
We're gonna try. We'd like to look around the Marson house.
We're with the investigation out of our way.
No need to be rude, Jenna. They're just doing their job.
Well, I was feeling confident. I didn't emasculate you, officer, did I?
I really don't care, lady. Mitchell said you were fine to look around.
Perfect. And thank you for your service, officer. You're the pride and joy of...
Jenna.
On my way, boss.
The little guy who claimed to be my friend, did he seem angry or happy?
Honestly, I couldn't tell. He was very hard to read.
I know, but did you see any weapons on him?
No, not a one.
Not one? Are you sure?
Yeah, why?
We could be in trouble. He never goes anywhere unarmed. If you can see his weapon, then he's not angry. If you can't, he plans on using it when he's ready.
Or maybe he wasn't armed.
Trust me on this, assassins don't go anywhere unarmed.
How do you know so much about assassins?
I work with a lot of people in the industry. Think of me as the middleman between the law and the land. Over here.
Ooh, see something?
This cryptic, inscrutable device. Do people use it to communicate with the sky wizards?
It's a laptop. So, yes.
Henceforth, we will refer to it as witchcraft.
You get really weird when you don't sleep.
How do you conjure it to confer with the sky wizards?
You open it and hope it's still unlocked. Lucky for us, it is.
Any idea which sorcerer it belongs to?
Huh. This is weird. Not like you weird. Weird weird.
How so?
It belongs to Gary Marson.
And who's he again?
Miles' brother, the one who's married to Martha.
And Martha is? Look, I've been awake for 2 days straight. Work with me here.
She's the one who hired us, our first client.
Right. And she was kidnapped by Miles' wife.
Exactly. Except the other way around. Martha thought the wife was sleeping with her husband and kidnapped her. So why is his laptop...
Witchcraft.
Why is his...
Witchcraft.
In the home that belongs to Miles. I mean, aren't we operating as though Gary might be dead? Missing?
If Miles has his brother's witchcraft in his house, there's a pretty good chance he knows where his brother is.
Ain't that some bad voodoo?
Come on. Can you track him with that thing?
You got it, boss. We're getting close. It's gotta be him. What else would be out here this far into the woods?
Why is this working? I thought point insertion doesn't have a cell tower.
The GPS signal is different from... The sky wizards use a different kind of magic than the cell phone sorcery.
Better. Now we better hurry before the battery runs out.
Battery? Don't you mean mana or spirit crystal?
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Jenna. Now use your witchcraft to conjure the sky wizards before its battery runs out.
Well, we're here. I mean, this is it. The phone should be here.
That smell.
Yeah, what is it?
There's a dead body here somewhere.
Oh, boy.
Shh. I hear something.
Not moving. Not making a sound.
Could you try not making a sound when you're not making a sound?
You're making a sound.
So are you.
Well, so are you.
Well, so... Shh. Listen.
Is that you, Sandy?
Officer Mitchell, I'm pleased to hear from you.
You know anything about the dead body over here?
Not as of yet.
We did smell him, though. Not that we know it's him or anything else about him.
Could you sound less guilty, Jenna? Especially since we're not guilty. Any idea who the body is?
Yep. It's your boy, Miles Marson.
That's what I thought.
It has to be a mistake. They're twins, right? It's scary.
No, Jenna. It's Miles. I had a hunch when I realized he should be the one hiring us, not Martha. His brother is missing. That's a problem. Then there's that logging property. The father disowns one of his sons, leaves the property, in toto, to one brother.
Gary!
Miles, let's keep this straight. Miles is the good son. Miles can run the company. Gary is the bad son. He's jealous. So what does he do?
He marries Martha, pretending to be Gary.
No, Jenna, he is Gary pretending to be Miles. Don't you understand? Martha was right all along. Her husband really is cheating on her with Miles' widow.
Except she doesn't know she's a widow.
I'm not so sure about that.
Jeez, Sandy, can I be right about something?
Twins are near perfect duplicates, but not so perfect they can fool a wife. Something tells me Miles, the good son, his wife, was in on it the whole time.
We should really figure out what her name is.
I know, right?
where are we?
The land in question. This is the logging property that was up for grabs.
And who or what are you expecting to find here?
If my hunch is right...
Good evening, Sandy Mantle.
Creek.
Took you long enough to figure it all out.
Just 2 or 3 days. What about you? When did she hire you? Was it before or after she murdered her husband?
Okay, I'm going to level with you. I have no freaking idea what's going on, and I was kind of hoping you'd explain it to me.
You were hired to kill Miles, right? You killed him at the behest of his wife.
No, I haven't killed anyone. I was driving through when I heard on the radio there was a hitman in Point Insertion. Figured it was you. Thought I'd stop by and say hi.
Whoa, Sandy? You're a hitman?
Yeah, keep up.
Like, for real? An actual assassin?
Yes. The private eye stuff is just a cover.
See? I told you to open a pest control office. Assassins always use pest control as cover. You know this.
Oh, that's too obvious. Everyone knows exterminators are assassins in disguise.
And you are?
Creek. Hi.
You're a hitman too.
The best there ever was and will be.
Sweet crackers. I'm surrounded by killers.
So you didn't kill the Miles guy.
And you didn't. Who did?
Gary did. Duh.
Of course. That's the most obvious answer. Here I am complicating it with assassins and infidelity, but he killed his brother to get the land.
It really is pretty obvious.
Exactly. Also, he's holding a gun to my head.
Whoa!
That stupid woman, she had to get involved. Couldn't just leave me alone.
Maybe she was angry about you banging your brother's wife.
I had to play the part. And you're right, Mantle, she didn't buy it. She only came to tell me that time you saw her, or to signal the assassin she hired to take me out. But I got the drop on him.
Where is he?
Who is he?
The bottom of the ocean. And who cares? Sandy, you're fired. Drop the case, and the blonde lives.
All this for some land?
For my inheritance. For what's mine. Not too much to ask. Wait, where's the little guy?
Jenna, look at me.
What are you doing? What's this gesture?
Where's the other guy, Mantle? He's not an assassin too, is he?
Jenna, I'm not messing around.
I don't know what this gesture means.
It means kick him in the shin and cuffing duck.
Oh!
What? Ow!
Whoa! Creek! You ran that guy through!
We're gonna have to work on your gestures, Jenna.
Well, Miles joined his brother, Gary.
Close. Gary joined his brother, Miles. You know what? Doesn't matter. We need to find Martha, save the wife, whoever she is.
Man, Creek, you rock.
Thanks, hot stuff. Heard him say the contract on him was open. That's the kind of thing you don't say to a hitman, let alone two.
So, you're a hitman all this time? I never knew.
Retired. Well, semi-retired. I haven't done a job since I got here. Don't tell anyone, all right? And stay away from Creek. He's a bad influence.
Sandy's not lying. I can think of about a dozen different ways I could corrupt your tender teenage innocence. And only 7 of them involve prostitution.
I am not a teenager. I am an adult.
Really?
Back off, Creek. She works for me.
Thank you.
do you even know where to begin looking for Martha?
I really don't. And time might be running out for her. Gary Marson had a plan, but Martha? She's just running on nerves.
Gary was the bad son. Miles was the good one.
Yes.
Just trying to keep track of all of it in my head.
And Martha was Miles' wife.
Gary's.
Right. Your first client.
No, Gary was our second client, but we thought he was Miles. Martha was our...
I'm turning on the radio.
All right. Listen to me, Doc Martin. I am sick and tired of you breaking in my radio call line.
So stop having a call-in line.
What will it take to shut you up, Martin? More news?
Sure, why not? Better than that canned, royalty-free garbage you play all day.
Fine, fine. Let's see. Okay, on the police scanner, let's see. They've identified the location of the kidnapped woman, and she's been held on the roof of the Hatcher Tech Industries in Hampton by Martha Marson, who is threatening to throw her off if she doesn't see her husband within the hour. Well, damn.
Yeah, there's nothing funny about that.
Wow, nothing funny at all.
So, to the Hamptons.
To the only skyscraper in the Tri-City area.
Will we get there in time?
We have to try. For what's-her-name's sake. If they've shut down the elevators, it'll be a long climb up that thing.
The sooner we get started, the sooner we climb the top. Let's go. Let's show our worth. Or we could just ride the elevator up to the top.
In fairness, Jenna, this is faster.
Yeah, and if I blow out my knees climbing 40 stories, not really much use to anyone, you know?
No, you're right, you're both right.
So, Creek.
Sandy.
How much use are you going to be up there? You're not in the business of saving lives.
Since when are you? You've killed almost as many people as I have.
Almost? If you count the assists, I have... never mind. I'm in the business of keeping people alive now, and if you're not going to help me...
I'm not going to help you, but I won't get in the way. Just curious to see what happens next.
Good.
Want to see this new sanctimonious Sandy? The good guy. The hero.
Sure, whatever.
Super Sandy!
Oh good, we're here.
Those stairs. The roof access is up there.
It's Martha. Where's the other one?
I have a name, you know.
Are you safe? Are you hurt?
She's the real problem. I tried to talk her down. I'd have tried harder, but, you know, she gave me this.
Nice shiner. You looking to outsource some revenge?
Turn it off, Creek. You're not on the clock.
Martha, it's Jenna from Mantle Investigations.
Hello, Jenna. You needn't worry about payment. I've already sent the check. I assure you it will clear even after I'm gone.
Don't jump!
From this site, It's really more of a fall.
Okay, don't fall. Not for human garbage like...
Gary.
Gary, you do know you were right all along, right?
She explained everything to me, the wife. And it seems, Sandy Mantle, you figured it out on your own. Your reputation is well earned. Congratulations. Case closed.
No. Not case closed. You're still standing on a ledge.
Sleep on it, Martha. I plan to very soon.
Have you ever been cuckolded, Mr. Mantle? So resoundingly, you wonder if you'll ever trust yourself again. It's all gone. Everything I built in my marriage, in my life. Better to just end it now.
No!
Stop!
Hero!
Craik! Craik! Oh, sweet merciful fog, the little bastard went over the edge.
He saved Martha! He sacrificed his life to save a stranger! What a hero!
Craik! Are you down there? Can you hear me?
Saved by a parapet!
You're alive, you little bastard. You nearly died saving a stranger.
Thought I'd play the hero once, see how it feels, you know.
I was saved by the smallest man I've ever seen.
I'm small in every way but one, baby.
Craik, you're my personal hero.
Damn straight.
Oh boy, getting dizzy.
You about to fall asleep on us? Guess that means this case is closed.
I'm just gonna shut my eyes just for a moment. Just rest my...
Like Budapest all over again.
I'm up. Let's get off this skyscraper already.
We're not on a skyscraper, buddy.
We dragged your sleeping ass back to the office. You're welcome.
Martha and the other one helped a bit at first, but I think their patience ran out. Officer Mitchell helped out too. For the record, not sure how I feel about him.
What? He's a good cop. Right down the straight and arrow.
I know.
What day is it?
I don't know. Been about 10 hours since the incident at Hatcher Tech. Congrats. Case closed.
So, well, no offense, but why are you still here?
I don't know. Bored? Want to see what happens next?
I hired him. He's gonna help out. Can we keep him?
Let me sleep on it.
You have been listening to part two of Sandy Mantle and the Case of the Logging Lease by Aaron Steinmetz. The cast included, in no particular order, Richard Grace as Miles and Gary, Michael Killingbeck as the police officer and the DJ Smoothie, Denise Dirk as Martha, David Dirk as Creek, Jet Thomas as Doc Martin, J. Jim Dowling as Officer Mitchell, Aaron Steinmetz as Sandy Mantle, Ernie Bottom as the wife, Sarah Lisette Stauffer as Jenna, and our casting director. Technical production by Michael Killingbeck. Our technical advisor is Lily Dubois. I am your host, Dickie Magadoff. Good night, and thanks for listening to Scratched Up Radio Theater on KKRN Community Radio.